Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Oh, chickens, this is a new trailer. How can I cope? You know how I cope. I sit and, watch it for like a whole week. I feel like this is going to take forever. Also, the titles of the episodes are out, which is very exciting. I think that's what this trailer was meant to be revealing. I got very confused. Anyway, this is a BBC trailer. The last one was a Disney trailer. The BBC have not forked out for David Bowie. Disney just throwing that money around like crazy. Who dis? Anyway, so I'm going to watch the new trailer, which I know you've had for a whole week, but it came out on like Monday here. And, you know, Mama was busy. I was seriously contemplating doing a drop-in episode, but I was in Melbourne and the sound quality would have been terrible, because I know that's what you listen to this for, my incredibly expensive microphone. I was going to record this earlier. It's nighttime here now, at the part of the world that I'm in, and I was about to record, but there's, oh my God, some cockatoos have decided they like the trees around my house and they are so noisy. Like, seriously, I was like, oh, I'll just sit down to record now. And I put my headphones on and all I could hear was, so I decided against it. My neighbors must be loving that sound at nighttime. Once when I was recording the Mariah Carey podcast, Me, I Am a Memoir, The Meaning of the Meaning of Mariah Carey, I was playing the recorder and the man next door bashed on the wall because it was like 11 o'clock at night. Let's get into this trailer. If you haven't seen it, it's on the YouTube, on the official Doctor Who channel, on the official BBC channel. It's not on Disney Plus, though. They have their expensive David Bowie one, and they're sticking with that one. But it starts with, obviously, our divine friend, Shudigatwa, looking amazing in the weird tunnel bit of the TARDIS that goes... is that where the door is? Does the door go into that tunnel and then you go in? Because sometimes the door just looks like it's there in the rest of the room. Anyway, there's weird tunnels that lead off from the TARDIS and you can see the massive console room behind him. But I do love the little tunnels. They remind me of the time tunnel, the TV show, The Time Tunnel. Did you ever see that? I'm very old. Anyway, it was a show. It was an American show that I tried to watch because I was like, Time Tunnel, Doctor Who might be in there. He wasn't. And it was on like at the weirdest times. It was never on at the same time. It was on like Saturdays or Sundays. I think it was something they put on when it rained during the cricket. So I just thought it was, you know, like, why can't I never find this show that I really want to watch? It's on at weird times. The reason I could never find it is because it had to be raining in the cricket for it to be on. Anyway, the time tunnel. It was just these two guys that they would fall down this hole and turn up at various places. For some reason, every time I watched it, it was an episode where they saw Halley's Comet. Also, I thought maybe they were a couple. It's 'cause I was young and I was looking for representation in anything, anywhere. So I was like, what? Well, it's two men. They're trapped. Maybe they're in love. You know, I was 10 and hoping men, American men trapped in a time tunnel would fall in love. Yeah, that's what I was like. Anyway, I was the same with Doctor Who. I'm like, we clearly isn't into any of the women. He hasn't kissed a single one of them, and they're trapped in a box. this is my rationalization. Anyway, Shuri Gatwa is in the time tunnel. It's not the time tunnel. It's just a corridor. It's a TARDIS corridor. And he's wearing the, it's kind of like an aqua sort of top with the colored stripes. What color would you call that? It's not quite chartreuse. It's not turquoise. It is a bit turquoise, isn't it? Or turquoise, as I think someone on, not EastEnders, on Coronation Street was calling it for ages. They kept saying, turquoise! And I'm like, stop it. Anyway, that's what he's wearing. And he's very high-waisted pants. Why are his pants up so high? I guess that's the style now, isn't it? And his big brown coat. I love the big brown coat. Anyway, Shuri's radiant smile. He asks if we're ready for this. And I really am, Shuri. I am ready. I'm ready. I'm going to go in the TARDIS. Let's go. And then we get the shot of the TARDIS heading towards the UNIT building that everyone says this is the Avengers building. Like, Gary, the other day, I made him watch this trailer. Not this trailer. I made him watch the other trailer on Disney Plus because it looks amazing. It's in full 4K. It's berserk. And he gave me a bit of the, it's the Avengers Tower. I'm like, we watched The Giggle. It was in that. And you never now. Anyway, I'm sure he was just playing with his iPad while we watched The Giggle. But everyone sees it and they're like, it's the Avengers Tower. And I'm like, yes, yes. It's got a helipad on the side. It's a very familiar thing. Like, Iron Man doesn't land there. An actual helicopter does. And sometimes the TARDIS. Anyway, then we see the Doctor with the fro and backlit, sort of uplit. Is it the sun? I don't know. It's a light from above. And then he, like, there's a flash of light on him. It looks like he's going to sing a song. Doesn't it? Doesn't it? He's going to sing a song. Oh, my God. He's already sung a song. So we're about to get more. And then Ruby's mum and her grandma watching the TARDIS smash into the kitchen. I mean, it's just materializing, but there's no room and it makes a hole in the roof. Like, I love that's just what the TARDIS does. The TARDIS is like, I've gotten a bit bigger over the last few years and I just don't fit in this space anymore. So I'll just make some room. That's what I'm like going through a door. I'm just make myself some room. Like, if I come and sit on the couch next to you, get out of the way. Like, sometimes when I record in the Theory Dome, which is not in here, it's in another part of the house. I call it the Theory Dome. It's just another room. But the Theory Dome, because I'm working with the handheld microphone and I go and sit in, I've got this massive beanbag. And sometimes I pop the recorder, you know, on the beanbag and the iPad and all my business that I'm doing the recording with. And then I sit on the beanbag and it all flies up in the air like a child. I'm like, why did I organize this before I sat down? I'm an idiot. Anyway, that's me. I'm the TARDIS making room. Just move over. Mama's got to sit down. So the TARDIS has busted the roof. And then it's the Doctor coming out of the TARDIS saying, give me the lovin'. And we see the Doctor lifting up Rose, who obviously now works at UNIT. Rose Donner's daughter, not Rose Tyler, which is Billy Piper, different Rose. And then it's the Doctor winking. Some of these shots are from the other trailer, so I'm not exactly sure what's going on. And then the Doctor is in, looks like unit headquarters. This is with the leather jacket on. He says, "Stay back." And then we see his hand on a control, but this looks like it's inside the TARDIS. So I'm gathering this is like from the TARDIS console. And it's this all Diamantes on it. I'm getting excited by it. The TARDIS has blinged herself out. Look at her. She's gone for it. I don't know why I've become particularly camp tonight. But that's where we are. I love this if you're listening to this like 7 o'clock in the morning and go, why has he got nighttime going out to a gay nightclub energy? I'm not going anywhere. It's just nighttime. That's all there is to it. I'm trying to get ahead of the weekend. Anyway, the TARDIS is blinged out. I also love how many rings that this doctor wears. I love that the shoot he got where doctor is like, yeah, I'm bling. I'm bling. Also, the TARDIS has gone bling. Shooty's bling. The TARDIS is bling. Everyone's bling.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.